today on Real Radio.
Women want to be loved. That means through being well thought of, honored, valued, appreciated. You say, well, what about men? If they want to be respected, that means well thought of, honored, valued, and appreciated. Same thing. It's how it's applied in the relationship.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues a series called the Worldview Series. It's a series that encourages us to have an active, relevant, engaging, and culturally involved faith. In the message, Our Biblical Worldview and Dating, Pastor Jack first wants us to set a foundation of who and what we are in Christ. Discovering our self-worth and value is key to understanding that God cares about us and has a plan for our lives. Today, Pastor Jack tells us that attraction towards the opposite sex is normal and blessed by God, but it needs to be managed and harnessed. We are to glorify God with our bodies because, as believers, we belong to Him. Being single does not mean we can do just what we want. We are still to be walking in the Spirit and the light of Christ. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
The Bible says God never changes. God says He's God. He knows what He's talking about. Why am I prefacing this? Because of the culture in which you and I live in, listen to this. In fact, go ahead and put the verse up. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. I want you to look at this, and let's walk through this together. Because someone in here, maybe one person tonight, that's going to be set free from what this verse unlocks. Paul says to the believers at Corinth, do you not know that the unrighteous, the word unrighteous is those who practice this life. This is what they do. This is what they want to do. Will not inherit the kingdom of God. Does anyone not know what that means? That's pretty clear. Do not be deceived. Neither or no fornicators. Remember that guy I told you about said, I'm not committing an adultery. I'm single. I can have sex with anybody I want. That's fornication. Now, maybe you're here tonight and you're saying, that's me. Then listen to what God is saying to you. Watch this. I'm not here to beat you up. God's word is given to us to set us free. Understand that right now. Remember your self-worth, your value. Fornicators, do you choose to be a fornicator? Or do you wait? Time magazine said that we cheat on our wives, it says, because we have that, it's in our DNA. We have an actual DNA component that makes us cheat on our wives. Time magazine. I'm not kidding. That's not true, by the way. So think of that. Sounds like God is holding fornicators responsible for their actions. If you're now hearing this for the first time, you need to say, man, what do I do? That's what I do. But I'm hearing this and, hang on. Nor idolaters, worshipers of foreign gods. That could apply to anything. What's the next word? Adulterers. Imagine, I'm sorry, I was just born a fornicating adulterer and you got to deal with it. How long is your marriage going to last? Nor homosexuals, says the Bible. But what? The Bible says it's a choice that you make. You say, well, you know what? But I understand. But it's a choice you make. You choose. You make the choice. You know it's wrong. And you know even biologically, scientifically, if you're an evolutionist, you know it's wrong. An evolutionist can probably talk about this better than me. It's destruction of the species. Physical union of the same gender kills that encounter. It kills them. Physically kills them to a life expectancy of 47 years. God says it's a choice. Sodomites, not even going to talk about that. Thieves, do you choose to be a thief or do you say, but Your Honor, I was born this way? All these are sins of choice. Covetous, drunkards, you choose to do this. You may learn how to do this. You may grow up learning to deal with your problems doing this. But you are also being spoken to by God, isn't He, talking to you, saying, you need to break from this. You need to get out of this. You need to cut this loose. He goes on, revilers, violent guys, extortioners, next verse, will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were, isn't this good news? Listen to this. And such were some of you, Paul says. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Let me tell you something. There's some sins in there that I'm not responsible for doing, but there's sins in there that we just read a moment ago that I am responsible for doing. We say, what was it? It doesn't matter. Jesus said, even if I thought the thought, God says, not good. See, you and I go, well, he came close, but he didn't. Or, true, you stand over there and take your clothes off, and I'll stand over here and take my clothes off. We'll never touch each other, and we'll still be okay. What's in the thoughts? What's in your head? Jesus says, if it's in your head before God, you've committed it, because there's a world going on in your head. And every person knows this. If you sit there and entertain that stuff, it's like, this ain't good. This leads to things that are not good. Number five, know what your passions are. As Christians, it's God first. Kind of talked about that earlier. It's God first. I'm going to give you a couple of things, four of them. Write these down. We'll have to hurry. This is great. Number one, personally, these are my four shields. Look at me. One shield here, 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 and here. What are they? Get ready. Young people specifically, write this down. How do I find the love of my life or the person that I should begin to date? This should be a very, very well thought, prayed out decision. Not just, well, it's Friday night and I'm bored. You can get in trouble like that. You're a Christian. I'm talking to Christians. Pray and ask the Lord, is this something that I should be considering right now? Here it is, number one. Matthew 6, 33, 34. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry. Put that as your shield right there. Young people, write it down. That's Matthew 6, 33, 34, right there. Number two, next shield, Ephesians 3, 20. Young, listen, ladies, listen specifically. I hear this a lot from ladies. I'm just so tired of waiting. I'm just going to give up. Ephesians 3, 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, wait on God. Maybe my standards are too high. Maybe I'm waiting for Mr. Wait on God. Look to him who is able to do this amazing, miraculous thing. Well, when's he going to bring him anyway? In God's timing. Don't let down your guard, because then you'll let some knucklehead into your life. And let me tell you, that is a disaster. What did I ever see in this guy? Number three, next shield behind you. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. What's the prerequisite? Delight yourself in the Lord. Next shield, final shield, Proverbs 3, 5, 7. Trust in the Lord, trust with all of your heart, and lean not, don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own opinion, in your own eyes. Well, I talked to myself, and we decided this is the best thing to do. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Oh, come on, man. It's just going to be a few friends getting together. And you know what? Yeah, there's going to be some. Be careful. Women want to be loved, not lusted. Women want to be loved. What is that? Listen, men want to be respected. Women want to be loved. That means through being well thought of, honored, valued, appreciated. You say, well, what about men? If they want to be respected, that means well thought of, honored, valued, and appreciated. Same thing. It's how it's applied in the relationship. Dating, if it's not done with the fear of God, will set you up for failure, set you up for broken hearts, set you up for a very, very miserable future, because the past has been one of this, watch, First date, second date, third date, fourth date, you let out your heart, it gets crushed or broken, you reel it back in, then you meet somebody else, they seem to be a little bit different, maybe they're a little bit nicer, you let your heart back out again, not as quick as you did earlier, and it gets crushed and you reel it back in, and then you meet the third person and they seem super nice, very dependable, and then you let out your heart, not as much as you did before, but you let it, and it gets smashed again, and then you come along, and then eventually, you know, you hit 30 and you say, that's it, I'm sick of this, let's just get married. And then you got this baggage coming into the deal and you don't let your heart out hardly at all because it is so calloused and so beat up. And you say to yourself, maybe you don't even realize it, I am not going to ever have that happen to me again. When God has a plan, He will walk you through your relationships. He will do it, my friend. If He can't do that, how in the world can He save you from your sins? How can He keep you out of hell if He can't even get you through into a godly relationship? Let Him be bigger. And here, we'll end with this. It's number six, if you're counting. Know how to present yourself. Know how to carry yourself. Know how to present yourself. What do you mean? I'm a strong believer in regarding what you believe. Either believe it or you don't. Make a decision. And make sure that your Christianity is the real deal. You should never apologize for being a Christian. Yeah, but he's a really cute guy, and he's not a believer. That's his problem, not yours. You understand that? Girls, did you hear what I said? That's his problem. I want you to remember something. King David's daughters, they wore kingly apparel. They wore the king's garments. Did you know that? You could see King David's daughters walking around a mile away. They had these beautiful, colorful robes. What did that mean? That's the daughter of the king. You mess with her, and you got David on your neck. Think of that. Can you imagine? Man, I think David's daughter's a cutie. Yeah, well, yeah, go talk to him. I'm not talking to him. Can you imagine? Christian girls, you're a daughter of the king. You're clothed in his righteousness. You're clothed in his glory. Remember that, because in our hearts tonight, this is a reality. What would you do in your life if you knew right now, tonight after service, what would you do in your life if you knew God was not watching you? What would you do? What would you do if you knew for the next 4 hours God would not be watching you? If in your heart you say, dude, live it up, let my hair down, go crazy, then that's who you really are. But if you say in your heart, I don't care if God's looking or not, because He is God, He knows everything. And by the way, I know that He never stops looking. Listen, because He's nuts about me. He loves me so much, He doesn't stop looking at me. One of those things is your reality. And I want to just end with this practical push, I guess. Jot them down if you would. I guess I wrote in my notes some fatherly advice right here. Guys, you need to maybe unlearn a lot of stuff you learned. I know that's true in my life. And girls, you need to find some source of encouragement. If it's not somebody in your life, you need to be reminded. Read God's word often about how valuable you are. So, men, guys, there's a life that you're to live that is a life of integrity. And young lady, you are incredibly precious to God. And when two people like that are brought together by God, do you know what happens? A great thing happens. Their private, independent lives become unified lives, and whatever influence they had for Christ before radically gets magnified, and they have a ministry that flows out of their life's experience. That's what God wants to do with you. So, pray. Pray before you go on a date. Pray with your date. Can you imagine, Lord, we're going to go and have a good time tonight, and we just pray you keep us safe on the road and protect our friends that are coming or we're meeting us there, and we just ask you to bless our conversation, keep us pure. Can you imagine? 90% of your dilemma is over at that moment. Well, who's going to do that? The guys are supposed to do that. Number two, You're supposed to date only Christians, the Bible says. Where's that in the Bible? 2 Corinthians 6:14. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, do not be unequally yoked with a non-believer. There's a lot of yoking going on with non-believers. Yoking, it's terrible because when you're unevenly yoked, someone has to do all the work. Have you ever seen relationships where either the husband or the wife keeps the relationship together? They got to do all the work. They've got to keep it together. They got to tell him or her to be faithful. You can't go there. That wouldn't be right for the family. And she's or he is yoked to this ox, this donkey of a person. And it's horrible. You see the woman, she may have started out a godly woman having made the wrong decision. And she's 5 years into marriage. She's so tired from holding up knucklehead. Or he's been holding up, you know, whatever. It's terrible. The Bible says, hey, you want to be spared a bunch of grief? Take your body, which belongs to God, and don't yoke it to a non-believer. Wow. Is that brilliant or what? Oh, come on, you got to be kidding, man. I mean, the Christian guys aren't asking me out. Well, again, that's their problem. Trust God. Trust God. You've heard me say this before, be impressed. I would ask somebody out on a date, young person, if you're impressed with their spirituality, their Christianity. I don't think you should marry anybody that you're not impressed with spiritually. Oh, he's got big muscles. That ain't it. He's got a lot of money. That's not it. Don't marry her, don't marry him, unless you're impressed with their spiritual walk with Jesus. Oh, you know what? I'll get him better after we get married. I'll turn him into a super Christian after we're married. Really? If you're so confident, turn him into a super Christian before you even go and get engaged. Become friends. What's wrong with being friends? I always tell people in counseling, oh, we're going to get married and we love each other so much. And I told you before, I asked them, great, great, Christians, yes, praise the Lord. So, have you had a really good argument? What? We're Christians. No, have you had a good argument? Why? Well, that's very important. What kind of mileage do you have with each other in the sense of, does she get upset? Can he say he's sorry? You don't know. But you want to marry them? You don't know what you're doing yet. Almost done. No secret agent dates. Secret agent dates. Look, if you're going to date, you should date with, you should go out with people, with friends. And if you want to be alone, then be alone somewhere publicly. I can't believe he said that. Man, I'm so glad he's not my dad. Hey, check this out. See how I'm totally on your bad side as it is already. In my life, not much good happened after midnight. Some guys are laughing. They're going, man, isn't that true? I remember that. Every fight I ever got in was after midnight. And every other thing I got involved in was after midnight. Think of that. I remember Lisa's dad. She had to be home before midnight. I'm not kidding. I thought that was awesome. I mean, I didn't like it. But I thought it was awesome. Be with people. Go out and let your friends, I think it's important that you let your friends meet the person that you're interested in. Friends who love you. So what'd you think? Let them talk to you. They're your friends. Every girl I brought home as a non-Christian, even as some Christian girls that I dated and I came home, my mom would say, after she left, my mom would say, I don't like her. What, you didn't even talk to her? I don't like her. That's not good. You should not see her again. I'm not kidding. Young people, listen to this. The day I brought Lisa to my parents' house, my mom and my dad, unrehearsed, my mom and my dad, after I took her home and I got back home, my mom and my dad said, don't let that one out of your sight. My mom and dad said that. I went, what? Isn't that amazing? God honors the place and the power and the position of a parent. Very important. So I end with this. The Bible says to flee youthful lusts. Run from these things that you know are wrong. can spare you so much grief. Yeah, people are going to make fun of you. You know what? I'd rather be made fun of than have a very, very terribly compromised life. Men only I'm speaking to right now. Song of Solomon, verse 2, or chapter 2, verse 7 says, to us guys, do not awaken love until it's right. Men in this house should never get a girl excited or fired up or all that kind of stuff. You're not supposed to do that, guys. You're supposed to protect her from getting that way. If she says, oh, you know, you're so nice and you're so, come here, hold me. Say, just hang on a minute here. I think you're fantastic too. My man, you're amazing. You're beautiful and it's fantastic. And just watch out. Because you, girl, you know, I'm praying about this relationship and you need to be doing the same. And I just want to make sure that you're protected. Can you imagine if a woman heard that today, that man was looking out for her best interest? The value she sees herself as to him? Just like Christ loved the church? The Bible says in Philippians 4:8, and this is our last thing we'll say, amen. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, good reputation, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And all God's people said, amen. Father, we pray tonight. This dynamic of relationship is so tremendous, and it, in life, is our most important journey, relationship. It begins with you. And then that spouse we will have in our life at some time, for most people, it will be the second most important relationship in the world. And then there'll be children, family, and on it goes. And I pray tonight, Father, that you would heal tonight those that are brokenhearted, those that see tonight that they're living a life that is aberrant to your will, and tonight they're being convicted, and they're realizing that you love them, and they're hearing that, they're feeling that from you, and they're saying, Lord, forgive me now even, and change my life. I'm scared. I don't have the power to break it off with him or to break it off with her in this physical sense. I need your strength. Maybe that's you tonight. Ask him, God, give me the strength to get this relationship right or to let it die. We don't even know what we're based on. Is it sex or is it spirituality? Is it physical drive or is it devotion? I can't even tell. Maybe tonight you're just reminded of a very bad past. And you just want to say to the Lord tonight, Lord, I just want to renew my covenant with you. Check all my bases, dear God, and make sure my life is right with you. For all of us tonight, remember, Jesus died on the cross for all our sins. And he rose again from the grave to give us eternal life. Entrance into heaven. Freedom from shame and guilt. How could you pass that up? Call upon Jesus. He loves you so much. Watch what he does with you.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called Our Biblical Worldview and Dating. Pastor Jack thanks you for listening to today's message and reminds us to stay encouraged over the times in which we live. Today's lesson was just one in a series called the Worldview Series, a series that looks at worldview issues with a biblical lens, and we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Before we let you go, we'd like to let you know about our Relevant Church DVD set. It comes from the lessons where Pastor Jack spoke about our biblical worldview and the church, and it really helps us to understand how we can be relevant in our modern era. With all the distractions we have these days, it's easy to feel alone or disconnected. Well, if you're a Christian, the Bible says that there is a place in the body of Christ designed just for you. If the church is going to be relevant in the 21st century, you and I really have to know how we fit in as Christians. Don't miss out on the Relevant Church DVD set, available now for a gift of any amount at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.